Yeah. And that's where I would say medium rare. And you would say?
Rare.
All right. So, guys, practice these because there's nothing worse than going to a restaurant and not getting the meat cooked the way you want it.
So where's the best place to practice this, Alberto?
I think you've got to go to a great steakhouse in New York. I could recommend a few. But you know what? If you want to find more information like this, you can go to Chapter 2 of my first book ever, English Everywhere, and where I take you to the restaurant and we look at all this useful vocabulary that you'll need to get by in a restaurant.
That's English Everywhere.
That's right.
Written by Alberto Alonso.
Inglés en cualquier parte y disponible en cualquier parte.
Absolutely.
Tras el éxito de su última convocatoria, tienes una nueva oportunidad. Richard Vaughan y Javier Fernández Aguado ofrecen de nuevo su seminario Emprender y Liderar, las claves del éxito. El próximo miércoles 21 de febrero en Áncora, Madrid, calle Trafalgar 6.
¿Posees los atributos adecuados para emprender con éxito?
Venta de entradas exclusivas online. Adquiere tu entrada en grupovaughan.com/seminario.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the salad. One, two, three. I got those salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said, one, got the salad, two, got the blues, three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, ooh, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. You're listening to The Salad. Hello and welcome to The Salad. That's right. Now let us begin with a conundrum, as we like to. A conundrum. A little test for you. Okay, what's it going to be today? Ah, yes. I've thought of a good one. She went... That's right, I'm writing this down at the same time. She went dancing to let blank some steam. Salad listeners, what do you think? She went dancing to let blank some steam. Okay, what do you think, salad listeners? Do you know the answer? That's our conundrum for today. Okay, just one more time. She went dancing to let blank some steam. I've posted that on our Vaughan Radio app. Okay, which you can download for free. If you haven't got it, you should get it. It's another way to interact with us here. Okay, we shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So what's on the show today? Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. And we also have, bow, business as usual on the program today. We shall be looking at a business letter today and focusing on our letter writing skills. Okay, right here on the program today. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits.
We'll
Hello and welcome to Salad News Bits News from around the world. Here comes our headline for today. Stink bugs threaten the New Zealand car imports. Or stink bugs threaten New Zealand car imports. That's right. So to threaten, amenazar, to threaten. So threat, amenaza, the verb to threaten, amenazar. So stink bugs threaten New Zealand car imports, importaciones. Now then, let's have a look. So a bug, we know, is un bichito, an insect. Now these are called stink bugs, which, you know, I'm not sure if they're, well, they're from that area of the world, stink bugs. So to stink, normally is, si algo apesta, it stinks. So I suppose these bugs don't smell too good. If they stink. So let's find out. So stink bugs threaten the New Zealand car imports. Now let's go over live to New Zealand to get some more information. Who do we have? Yes, Graham Bruce, our Australasian correspondent, is live in New Zealand. Graham, can you hear me?
G'day, Dave. Yeah, that's right, mate. Well, I can tell you, mate, that thousands of jobs are at risk in New Zealand's car sales industry because of a particularly problematic insect.
Ah, so jobs are at risk in New Zealand car industry because of a problematic insect. Let's see.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Now, according to my sources here, the discovery of hundreds of brown, marmorated stink bugs aboard cargo ships bringing some 12,000 cars from Japan to New Zealand mean that the car carriers are being turned away to be fumigated.
I see. So there are ships, the cargo ships, bringing cars from Japan to New Zealand. However, because there are many of these bugs, insects, bichos, aboard, they're being turned away or refused access, you could say, to be fumigated. Fumigados, is that what you say? When you spray them for insects. I see, this is a problem.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So it is a very serious problem. So there's no facility in New Zealand which can deal with the pest. So at least three of the ships are floating aimlessly in the Pacific.
I see. So there's no facility which can deal with these pests, we say, or these insects. So these ships are basically floating in the Pacific, floating in the Pacific Ocean, because they have these little insects aboard and nothing can be done with them. It's very serious.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's a serious problem. Now, the stink bug, which is native to areas of East Asia, but can also be found in Europe and the Americas, is a problem for fruit farmers around the world. Now, this little beetle voraciously sucks liquid out of fruits, and its toxins can cause the plants to die. Now, they have the potential to cause major damage to New Zealand's entire fruit and vegetable industry, which is why they don't want them coming into the country. So I spoke to the chief of the Vehicle Importers Association, who said that car importers are now unwilling to load a backlog of cars for export to the country if there's a chance they'll be turned back. So that means that jobs in the retail sector could be at risk within weeks unless something is done about this. So it's pretty serious.
It is a serious problem. So these little pests, these little beetles, escarabajos, so they'll eat fruits and they suck all the juice out of fruit, and their toxins can cause the fruit to die. So they don't want these little insects getting into the country.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So the agriculture sector is a crucial part of New Zealand's economy, and strict biosecurity laws implemented make it very difficult. So, you know, those implemented laws by the Ministry of Primary Industries exist to prevent any kind of pest from entering the country. So New Zealand's primary industries are agriculture, forestry and seafood, and they're worth around, 38 No, sorry, yeah, well, 38 billion New Zealand dollars. That's around 28 billion US dollars or 20 billion pounds, mate. And that, well, that was last year. And the pests introduced by man are one of its major threats. So there's an added complication that the, you know, the fumigation, you know, often used against the stink bug, which is methyl bromide, damages car upholstery to the point that they're unusable.
Oh, so they even have to be fumigated with methyl bromide. Now, in this case, it can damage car upholstery. So upholstery is what you use to cover seats. You know, so it could be the plastic they cover in the seats or leather, etc. So they may damage the cars. So that's the irony there.
Yeah, that's right, mate. So there is an alternative, which is sulfural fluoride, but it's not approved in New Zealand. But the ministry is now considering its use. So it's a bit of a problem, mate, you know. So the stink bugs, they're threatening the New Zealand car imports. And, you know, of course, that can threaten the whole car industry, mate. So it's a bit of a problem. So let's see what can be done. So, yeah, here from New Zealand, back to the studio.
Now, who would have thought that a little beetle could threaten, you know, the entire car import industry in New Zealand? You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now, yes, business as usual, bow. So we have a business letter here, brought to us by our grammar expert, Alan Parsons. Hello, Alan.
Yes, hello, Dave, that's right. So, yes, a business letter today, as we always say. You know, letter writing skills, or more importantly, email writing skills are very important today.
Yes, those skills, they certainly are important. So we have a business letter. First of all, Alan's going to read the business letter, so it's a listening exercise. So just listen, open your ears and see how much you can understand. Here's our business letter for today. Over to you, Alan.
Yes, right. Here we go. Mr. Williams, I am sure you'll be aware of the many problems that my 12-year-old daughter Carla had during her 2-week course at your summer school. I will limit myself to mentioning the two most serious ones. After having informed the school that Carla was a very shy, introverted girl, we find it incomprehensible that she was put in a class where all the students were 14 or 15 years old. We complained during the first week about this. Nothing was done. Why not? However, the most unforgivable thing is that she was given the wrong food, not once but twice. We clearly specified in the application form that she was allergic to eggs. How on earth could you make the same mistake twice? You're lucky that she didn't become seriously ill. This was the first time that my daughter had ever been abroad by herself, and I suspect that after the treatment she received at your school, it will be a very long time before she can go away again. How do you intend to compensate us for the anguish we have all suffered? The end.
Now then, salad listeners, there you go. How much did you understand? Okay, 43% over there, young man. Not too bad. 87 over there, madam. Pretty good. Anybody else?
Higher, lower? Well, you're going to have another opportunity now. I'm going to read the letter. Then we'll go through, we'll translate it and pick out, select some of the most eye-catching things in the letter. So I'll read it for you now. Your second opportunity. Keep your ears open. Here we go. Mr. Williams, I'm sure you will be aware of the many problems that my 12-year-old daughter Carla had during her two-week course at your summer school. I will limit myself to mentioning the two most serious ones. After having informed the school that Carla was a very shy, introverted girl, we find it incomprehensible that she was put in a class where all the students were 14 or 15 years old. We complained during the first week about this. Nothing was done. Why not? However, the most unforgivable thing is that she was given the wrong food, not once, but twice. We clearly specified in the application form that she was allergic to eggs. How on earth could you make the same mistake twice? You're lucky that she didn't become seriously ill. This was the first time that my daughter has ever been abroad by herself, and I suspect that after the treatment she received at your school, it will be a very long time before she can go away again. How do you intend to compensate us for the anguish we have all suffered? The end. Now then, did you understand a bit more this time? Okay, young man, you're up to 69%. Pretty good. Over here, we're over to 91%. Well done, madam. Anybody else? Now then, let's go through and translate the business letter so we understand 100%. Then we'll pick out, select some of the, you know, interesting things that we found in the letter. Some of the most eye-catching things. Okay? Llamativas. Cosas llamativas. Eye-catching things. Now then. So over to you, Alan. You were the English. I'll do my best to translate it into perfect Spanish.
Right, okay. Mr. Williams.
Señor Williams.
I'm sure you will be aware of the many problems that my 12-year-old daughter, Carla, had during her two-week course at your summer school.
Estoy seguro de que es consciente de los muchos problemas que mi hija de 12 años, Carla, tuvo durante su curso de 2 semanas en su colegio de verano.
I will limit myself to mentioning the two most serious ones.
Me limitaré a mencionar los dos más graves.
After having informed the school that Carla was a very shy, introverted girl, we find it incomprehensible that she was put in a class where all the students were 14 or 15 years old.
Después de haber informado al colegio de que Carla es una niña muy tímida e introvertida, nos resulta incomprensible que la metiesen en una clase donde todos los alumnos tenían 14 y 15 años.
We complained during the first week about this. Nothing was done. Why not?
Nos quejamos de esto durante la primera semana, pero no se hizo nada al respecto. ¿Por qué no?
However, the most unforgivable thing is that she was given the wrong food not once, but twice.
Sin embargo, lo más imperdonable es que le dieron la alimentación equivocada. No una vez, sino dos veces.
We clearly specified in the application form that she was allergic to eggs.
En la solicitud especificamos de manera muy clara que tenía alergia a los huevos.
How on earth could you make the same mistake twice?
¿Cómo demonios pudieran cometer el mismo error dos veces?
You're lucky that she didn't become seriously ill.
Tienen suerte de que no enfermó de gravedad.
That was the first time my daughter has ever been abroad by herself.
Esta fue la primera vez que mi hija iba al extranjero sola.
And I suspect that after the treatment she received at your school, it will be a very long time before she can go away again.
Y me temo que después del tratamiento que recibió en su escuela, tendrá que pasar mucho tiempo antes de que pueda volver a irse fuera.
How do you intend to compensate us for the anguish we have all suffered?
¿Qué piensa hacer para compensarnos por la angustia que todos hemos sufrido? The end. Now then, now we all understand 100%. Wow, so sometimes if you need to write a complaint letter, a letter of complaint, it's important how you do that, to stress certain things. And always ask for a little bit of compensation at the end, of course, because you never know. So, Alan, tell us a little bit, what caught your eye? What were the interesting things for you that you found in the letter?
Right, okay, well, let me see. Well, first of all, it says, my 12-year-old daughter. So, yes, we're looking at a number plus a singular unit. That's right. And a noun.
Ah, so my 12-year-old daughter. So most people say my 12-years-old daughter. That's right. So it's like acting as an adjective. So it's not plural in this case, my 12-years-old daughter. So un curso de dos semanas will be a 2-week course. My 4-year-old son. My 3-week holiday, but not 3 weeks. It's not plural in this case. Okay? So it's singular, not plural. Because this case, like, acting as an adjective, you see? So it was my 12-year-old daughter and not my 12-years-old daughter. Like a 4-star hotel. Un hotel de 4 estrellas is a 4-star hotel. Una peli de 3 horas, a 3-hour film. Okay, salad listeners, that's very important. It's a common mistake.
Right, okay, what else did we see? Yes, in the letter, they talk about the two most serious ones. So it's mencionado los dos más graves.
Ah, yes, the two most serious ones. Okay. So it's los dos más graves. So it's the two most serious ones here. Okay, los dos. Is that clear? Okay, salad listeners, keep going, Alan.
Right, okay, so we start the second paragraph with, after having informed the school, después de haber informado, after having informed the school. That's right. So I think that's very useful. So, yes, we use after the, after saying after, yes, we're using the gerund here, okay? So after going, after having, or we could also say after having gone, for example.
Ah, I see. So, yes, after, so I can say after speaking to someone at your office, después de haber hablado, or after having spoken, you can also say, okay? So after speaking, or after having informed your office. Okay, good. So after plus gerund, and then of course we would use, well, yes, in this case, the participles after having informed, after having spoken to someone, you know, at your office, after having been to your facilities, etc.
Yes, we also saw nothing was done.
No se hizo nada. Ah, that's right. No se hizo nada. Nothing was done. Okay, yes, we've been looking at that in the passive voice on the program. No se hizo nada. Nothing was done. The passive voice there, salad listeners.
Right, just a couple of other things here. Yes, we saw the most unforgivable thing. Lo más imperdonable. Now we're using thing here. La cosa más imperdonable. So the most. Lo más. So the most unforgivable thing.
Ah, yes, not the more, but the most. Lo más. We're saying la cosa más imperdonable. The most unforgivable thing.
Right, so what else did we see? Oh, yes, you made the same mistake twice, it says here. So you don't do a mistake, you make a mistake.
Ah, yes, of course. So you made the same mistake twice, not to do in this case. And what else do you have?
Oh, yes, and finally, yes, I think it was... Yes, it says, you're lucky. That's right. Here we go. So you're lucky that she didn't become seriously ill. Okay, so, yes, which was in Spanish. Where are we here? Ah, yes, tener suerte. Of course, tener suerte is to be lucky. So that's right. So you are lucky. You're lucky that she didn't become seriously ill. That's right. Okay, and those are, you know, the most interesting things for me. That's right, in the letter.
So there we have it, Salad listeners. Very interesting. This has been Bao. Thanks very much, Alan. A business letter today on Business as Usual, Bao. Now, Salad listeners, that's all we have time for. Ah, just to finish off, yes, our conundrum today. It was, she went dancing to let blank some steam. She went dancing to let off some steam. Ah, desfogarse, you say. To let off some steam. Okay, Salad listeners, she went dancing to let off some steam. Our conundrum for today. So that's all we have time for. See you tomorrow, same time, same place, on The Salad.
Si estás buscando trabajo o quieres encontrar un puesto mejor, seguro que estás en LinkedIn. Pero si de verdad quieres dar un impulso a tu carrera, apúntate al Máster Vaughan de Inglés Intensivo. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés con un programa intensivo de 5 meses de duración y un método de aprendizaje único que incluye una inmersión en un entorno 100% angloparlante para que pongas en práctica lo que has aprendido. Llámanos ahora y verás que muy pronto encontrarás ese trabajo que buscas en LinkedIn o en cualquier otro lugar. Apúntate en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com. Empower your English. Empower yourself.
El sobre está en o encima del escritorio.
The envelope is on the desk.
El sobre está debajo del escritorio.
The envelope is under the desk.
El sobre está al lado del escritorio.
The envelope is next to the desk.
Antonio Álvarez, encantado.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Álvarez. All right, your CV says you have a high level of English, so if you don't mind, we'll continue with the interview in English, all right?
Hombre, quien dice high, medio alto, más bien.
En el mundo de los negocios, el éxito no depende de la suerte. La clave es saber ver las oportunidades y aprovecharlas. Así que no dejes pasar esta oportunidad porque...